from Dr. Ronnie Kilda's book, Bright Light on Black Shadows, 2015. A good friend of mine was able to give insight to the way a harasser, actually a created criminal mind, recruited for an intelligence organization, works. In 1988, she had this conversation with her nanny, whom she had hired in the USA to take care of her child, whom she took to Norway during a holiday summer. One morning, the nanny suddenly said to her employer, a beautiful woman with a good background, "AG, you do not know who I am." "Eve, oh yes, you are AG. AG, no, I am a soldier. Eve, yeah, right. AG, I get more money than you do. Eve, how? AG, well, I get a commission. Eve, out of what? AG, it depends on how valuable the items are or the information is. You know you will be wiped of everything you have. Eve, anything is possible, but no one can touch what I have in Norway because I have no loans. AG, ha, this is what you think. Your properties, with inventory down to the spoon, are already on computer with a different ownership. At this point, I was sure she wanted to make herself interesting by making up this bizarre conversation. Eve, you are talking nonsense. AG, no, you wait and see. After the year 2000, they have gotten everybody. Eve, who are they? AG, the organization, the drug lords, the intelligence agencies, men turned drug lords, bribed, and now they control the majority of the world, but no one knows it. Eve, nonsense. So what does it have to do with me? I am nobody. AG, you have assets and art. Eve, so what? AG, well, for us at the bottom level, it adds up. Eve, who are you working with? AG, the Norwegian woman who recommended her the nanny, and a third person, a real expert. Then we have the boss. It will happen to you without you knowing it. It is so subtle, so well done. When it is all too late, then you will know. Horrible stories will be told about you. Even your neighbors, friends, and your own family will turn their backs. Eve, this is absolutely crazy. I have never done anything criminal. I don't know any criminals, and no one I know would want to hurt me. So why me? Your story doesn't make sense. AG, exactly. That is the whole idea. You came from the sunny side of life. You have everything. You are intelligent, beautiful, and never had a struggle in your life. This is why you are perfect. You have not lived a life defending yourself. You don't know what hardship is. Well, you will get it. You see, it is not fair to all of us who have suffered. We have it coming to us too, through people like you. This is why the organization is so big. Everybody goes for it. Why shall you have 15 to 16 mattresses and others have none or one? We are the masses against the minority. You haven't got a chance. At this point, I believed AG to be very disturbed, but I continued the conversation by asking her what happened in her life. She said she was thrown out by her husband with $30,000 to start a new life. Then everything was stolen from her by a big drug lord whom she fell in love with. He lived in the largest mansion at that place, and she got recruited, sent to training camp with Mossad trainers. Through a Jewish organization, she was sent as a nanny cover to the Norwegian lady's ex-husband to steal during nights. Locations of state documents, valuables were stolen. She said they worked as sisters with one rule, secrecy. Never tell your sister what your assignment is, in each with their boss's instructions once a week. AG continued, "You see, the whole point is that none can prove anything. That is the basic rule, elimination of proof and loyalty. Those that talk get eliminated." Eve, are you Jewish? AG, yes, and born in Hamburg. I never have a fixed address, but stay with other recruits around the world. You see, no one can get me. I have access to lawyers and judges anywhere who protect me. You see, those in the organization are guaranteed salaries, tax reliefs, old home, and health care. Those who are not in the organization will be left out from the computer. They cannot even use money. But many will die and no one will understand, but think it's from natural causes. Eve, what do you mean? You mean they don't kill with guns? A.G. laughed. Guns, she laughed. We haven't used guns for 10 years. They use natural diseases. She kept mixing we and they, meaning the organization. At this point, I was sure that she was doing psychic terror terminology I'd lately have gotten accustomed to. Eve, how can you kill with natural diseases? A.G. They have top medical staff, also dentists and scientists, bribed with top psychiatrists and experts in business and finance to take over the world with microchips and the computer. You see, they have every big shot capitalist on the computer. They sabotage, lend money, and take over. Eve, well, but the owner remains the owner. A.G., only as long as he is needed, you see. They build him up. They merge. It is easier to control. When they have someone from the organization trained and ready for that particular job, they get rid of the owner. Cancer, heart attacks are most common, but they have numerous other ways. Insect bites, poisons, mental instability, you name it. They do it. Eve, this is crazy talk. This can never happen in Norway. A.G., Norway is the target. They already have it under control. First, they take small communities until they have infiltrated all offices. Then the capital is lost, and then everything is too late. We have every corporation infiltrated, including security firms. You see, the trick is that we get in anywhere. Only Mossad, Israeli intelligence, has a lock no one gets into. Eve, people in Norway will find out. Anna laughed. A.G., this is the most brilliantly self-financed war. They can see everything that another person does. They can read their minds. They can hide anywhere. And the same will happen to you. They can steer you. Tiny transistors are placed in your homes, in the walls. Here I interrupted her. Eve, in order to follow me anywhere, I would have to have a connection in my body. A.G., precisely, you will be implanted. The whole game is implant, microchip, and computer. They will create chaos and sabotage everywhere and draw attention away from serious issues. Eve, the Norwegian people will not do that. A.G., they organized all the down-and-out people, those in wheelchairs, lost jobs, old people's homes. After a planned bank crisis, people will flock into the organization. But basically, they take prisoners, youth without homes and family ties, to training camps where they are IQ tested and trained according to potential. Trained in burglary and sabotage and microchipped for mind control. And they then return them to Norway. Eve, why would anyone do this to a nice country like Norway, who defends human rights and are peaceful people? A.G., that is exactly why. You haven't had a war for 50 years, you and Finland. Why? The region of wars has to shift. Do you think it is fair that Israel shall have this long-lasting war? It will be peace in Ireland and Israel, and you will lose out your resources, corporations, and homes. So this will go to other Norwegians in the organization. Only temporarily, because lots of immigrants will be in Norway, and they will continue the hold. It is fair, you see, because everybody gets a chance to live a dream life sooner or later in life. Eve, what motivates people to do this? A.G., when you own airlines, banks, corporations, the top computer experts in the world, what is next? The Pentagon, they control the scientists and steal all information from the computers after 2000. They made it like that. They are the only ones that have access to the computers after the year 2000. They have that chip. She kept on talking about a special chip and that their aim was a grand takeover of the world. Eve, look, every nation has a military and will fight these drug lords. A.G., they have even fixed that. Elderly, those on pensions and Social Security, have to be part of the organization, all in the name of national security. Everybody will be grouped. The capitalists will feel like kings. They are the last ones to know what is really happening. Each political party will be approached and kept separate in the name of unity, peace, and the betterment of mankind. Everything will be legal and done through the government. You see, in order to save expenses for each nation with defense, they will have a one-world army. Eve, someone will oppose this. What about the terrorists? AG, they have them too. The Red Brigade, the Bahnhofstrasse gang, the Hells Angels, they all work closely with the very top. Everybody takes bribes, and they are trained by the tops of the military from every country. Unknowingly, they get microchipped. With a gas, they knock you out during sleep, a tiny cut in the back of the spine. They also cut your chin and down, leaving a tiny blood stripe on purpose to scare you. They use everybody when needed to their purposes. The covert activities of humans to mass enslave humans are done with lies, misinformation, covert, grotesque human exploitation, and manipulation. To enslave, or yes, to ruin, are the aims. Their plans and activities are beyond the conception of normal thought and frame. Everything is made up, so none will believe it. It is a psychological war. You see, the internet freedom is only to register people. Everything is solicited there, so they later can be caught or judged. All the porno, pedophilia, etc. will get it. In Brussels, those in high offices are beamed beta sex programming, which changes your stimuli towards children. This way, the organization has something on them, and they have to obey whatever they are told. Anna told her next business was children in Israel. I asked what her expertise was, and she answered, insurance. I asked what her last job was and where. She said, in Australia, due to swimming abilities. She drilled a hole in the bottom of a yacht belonging to a newspaper owner. He collected insurance, and at a later date, the insurance company was tipped off. He got jailed. Eve, what are you going to do to me? AG, you will see. Besides, you are put on every hit list with all agencies. You see, they plan your life 20 years ahead. They also destroy nations. They cover the law. They have a whole new law system ready to go into use after the year 2000. It starts with the IRS, the Internal Revenue Service, and every little detail they know of your past, and also your medical and hereditary traits. There are documents on this technology of how to pick up the entire past of a person, by example, interrupting you in your dream state. Eve, how does one know that this is war in Norway? Anna gave two variations. One, they call it the silent war, and two, person-to-person war. There will be an agent to every three people in Norway to do one in. The beauty of this is that no one really is doing much harm because one does not know what the other is doing. But combined, it kills. It all happens over several years, so no one reacts. For example, one person in a family gets hit. They have technology which goes direct to your brain and can make you crazy, paranoid, or angry. The idea is that during your sleep at 4 a.m., they wake you up to destabilize your sleep pattern to wear you down. TV, radio, CDs will turn on by themselves and all electrical items will function as a slow killer. They implant your walls and roofs with magnets and make a sign on your roof or house to be hit when the real blitz starts, and you will hear a sound in every room all night following you from room to room. This is how they drive you nuts, you see. A psychiatrist will say you suffer from schizophrenia, paranoia, and combined with a worm filament in your system, which will work like a Sputnik, triggered by a computer program. When it rests, it lies in the elbow or hand or wrist, giving constant pain. This knuckle will be somewhat paralyzed for periods of time. The worm will eat up energy centers in your back spine, starting from the bottom up. Parentheses. At this point, I was paralyzed from listening to all this evil. She continued. Satanism, you see, is our strongest card, because no one will take it seriously. The whole idea is to be as evil as possible, because it is unthinkable to normal people. No one can digest it. Eve, who started this? AG. Oh, you don't understand. It is practiced on the highest levels of government. We have meetings in the desert on the largest ranches in the U.S., and everybody thinks up the most evil thing one can do to another person. The CIA is directly involved, actually very heavily. We can also make ourselves transparent, but not everyone, only certain chosen for the specific tasks. We have seances and do mass concentrations on a victim. Hell's Angels, Nazism, and Satanism is propagated from the same source. Eve, is that why we have this in Norway? A.G., yes, through your mind-controlled recruit, you see, there is no politic, only one communist control over the world. Eve, why are you so greedy and money-conscious? A.G., well, the communists found out that they wanted money too, so they befriended the capitalists and made them work for them without understanding it. They are so heavily bribed, give them 10 years and they will be in the camps. By then, the infiltrator knows the whole system. It will be the grandest takeover in history. Eve, people will spot the infiltrators. A.G., oh no, the first thing we learn are manners, then correct speech, then how to dress, and the most important thing, acting. Yes, they learn acting like in Lee Strasberg Acting School. They are very well trained. The name of the game is deception. And after several years of friendship, they hit you. Every recruit, soldier, agent must be in a charity or organization and show impeccable behavior on the outside. This is important. Credibility is the main factor. Eve, how can a woman like you lead such a false and evil life? It will all come back to you. A.G., it is live or let die.